Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Beltway Blitz in minutes, Jay Gruden in 1 hour. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on The Fan. What are you doing to protect your family's assets? The exclusive sponsor of the show, the law firm Kondorian Murad, can help you to draft your last will and testament, set up a living trust, or put together a medical power of attorney. Schedule a free consultation with their attorneys today at KMLawyers.com. Mention us to get a discount. That's KMLawyers.com. Steve Zabin in for Danny Ruye today alongside. I'm Grant Paulson. It is time for your Blitz. We'll cover the NFL on deck, the Commanders in the hole. Let's get it started on the college gridiron. And to talk to us about the college football playoffs, Scott Docterman of The Athletic joins us. Scott, how should we view what happened to James Madison, losing 51-34 in a game that wasn't actually that close, and Tulane losing 41-10 in the college football playoff after all the consternation about those teams getting in?
It's, you could take it a lot of different ways, but I think what it does show is right now, I think the separation between the group of five, group of six teams and the Power Four conferences have never been this great before. And I think this that has to enter into the discussion when we start to talk about whether the field gets expanded or who has access to the field. Because when we look back, say, 8 to 10 years ago, and there were teams like when UCF was in the group of five, or when Boise State was a frequent member, including last year, they held their own a decade ago. But now that you have the transfer portal and you have so much movement, especially upward mobility from those programs, it's hard to justify that they are on the same level as not just the top 10 or 12 teams in the country, but really in the top 20 to 24 teams in the country. And so I think going forward, it does have to enter that discussion if that they may need to be at a certain location and not just be the highest ranked champion in order to reach the postseason.
What performance of the 4 round-of-1 games impressed you most?
That's a great question. I guess I would probably go with Oregon, except for the second half of its defense. I think the offense, we saw a lot of explosiveness, and that's what we knew Oregon was capable of. But I think also James Madison had some really good, impactful, exciting players on offense, and they never quit, which I think you could say that Oregon maybe took its foot off the gas. But I wouldn't have come away from any of the four games saying, I was surprised that this team played so much better. I didn't think I saw a performance out of any of them, except for maybe Oregon. And again, for a half, where I came away thinking this team's got a chance to advance to, say, the semifinals, because I think they all showed some significant flaws.
How about this for a theory? A buddy said he thinks the five hole is the best spot to come out of, because you get to whoop the 12 seed, usually a G5 opponent on your campus, get the kinks out, not sit rusting for a month, and then you catch the lowest ranked of the four bye teams. Now, in this case, it's Oregon catching Texas Tech. Texas Tech is real, and they're going to be sticky, but I kind of like that theory in a way.
Yeah, that was definitely the case last year when you had they were the four highest ranked champions going in, and that didn't turn out so well. More or less for I think Boise State was up there, and that made it pretty tough. Arizona State as well, and you saw that Texas and Penn State, and you know that really turned out well. But I do think it's still the most advantageous spot, as you said, because there is such a disparity, especially when you're talking about the lowest ranked champion in that hole. I mean, last year it was Clemson, and they were competitive. They weren't real good, but they made it in as an ACC champion. This year, you're talking about James Madison versus Oregon. They had to travel across the country to play that offense and the explosiveness it's capable of. That's a really tough spot for JMU, but also for Oregon, that they didn't have to play in a championship game this year. Their first game was against a team that they expected to beat, and they did. And now, as you said, they're playing a pretty challenging opponent at number four, but it's not like, I think Alabama, Ohio State, and Georgia are maybe a little more complete at this point. Their resumes are a little stronger than Texas Tech, so I think that's a pretty good spot for the Ducks if they want to advance.
Scott Docterman of The Athletic on college football. Only got about a minute here, but if you wouldn't mind kind of ranking the four games that we get now on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day in terms of quality.
I'd have to start with the Orange Bowl and Oregon and Texas Tech. You have one of the best offensive lines in the country in Oregon that's much more physical than people think. It's probably the most physical offensive line outside of Iowa in the country. And then Texas Tech, which maybe has the best defense and certainly the best running defense that you've seen in the country. So I really like that matchup probably most of all. Second, I would probably go with the Rose Bowl just because of the differences in history, if nothing else, between Alabama and Indiana. Alabama, one of the most accomplished programs, Indiana, the least accomplished program. But yet they're in different spots here, which makes for a rich matchup. Ohio State and Miami, I think there is some disparity there, but we all kind of go back 23 years ago to the Fiesta Bowl in 2002 and remember what transpired there in the double overtime win for Ohio State. So a lot of people haven't forgotten that, although none of the players, very few of them are probably alive when that took place. And then the Sugar Bowl rematch between Georgia and Ole Miss. I just wonder how much gas in the tank Ole Miss has at this point. They lost a very competitive game to Georgia, but with a new coach, you wonder how long they'll be able to make this happen. They played pretty well the other day, but I am interested in seeing how they can move forward here in the second round.
Excellent. As always, we appreciate the insight, Scott. Thank you.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate you.
Go read his work in The Athletic on college football. Let's hop up a level. Mike Jones, also of The Athletic, joining
Mike
us
Jones
on our Beltway Blitz. Jonesy, Sunday Night Football last night was fantastic. Felt like a playoff game. Patriots-Ravens. How much did Drake May help his MVP cause with that incredible second half?
Yeah, I mean, I think that he's already been having a very strong case for MVP, but when you go out there and you do it against a team, like in that type of atmosphere and with the game on the line and coming back like they did, yeah, I think it just only strengthens it. And, you know, it's pretty impressive the work that Mike Vrabel has done with that team and the growth that Drake May, you know, he already showed promise, but then, you know, just fitting so perfectly with Josh McDaniels, and the way that offense is executing and the confidence that he's playing with, it's pretty impressive.
Are refs missing more bad ones, or are we just getting better at bitching about it?
There are now more cameras and angles and technology than ever. These human beings are down there on the field calling the game as tightly and as accurately as they always have been attempting to do. But when you just have, you know, 10 camera angles like we used to have, and now there are like 36 camera angles and replay and slowing down, and, you know, we can even in our own houses pause and rewind and replay. And so you see all of the mistakes are magnified. And so the refs haven't gotten worse. It's just that we are seeing more accurately the way that the game is played out, and we're seeing the misses. And that's why the NFL has to continue to work and evolve this system and incorporate more support from the sky judge or replay assist, so that way they can maintain credibility.
Jones, I'm going to go rapid fire here. This one's quick yes or no, okay? But I want to know from you, do you think the guys I'm going to name get fired at the end of the year? Because it's come to my attention, there's like 9 guys in the maybe pile that could get fired. It's probably likely only a couple do, but I'm going to rattle off some names. You tell me if you think they get fired. You ready?
Okay.
Pete Carroll with the Raiders.
No.
Kevin Stefanski, Browns.
Yes.
Aaron Glenn, Jets.
No.
Zach Taylor, Bengals.
No.
Mike McDaniel, Dolphins.
No.
Maybe it's not a firing, but John Harbaugh, Ravens. Is he out?
Yes.
Ooh, interesting. All right. NFC, ready? Let's go. Jonathan Gannon, Cardinals.
Yes.
Raheem Morris, Falcons.
No.
Todd Bowles, Bucks.
To be determined.
Okay.
If they win the division, then okay. If they miss out and they lose this division, then he's gone too.
Any of those jump out at you, Zabe?
It's gonna be out. Yeah, it's gonna be an interesting. These 2 weeks, even though they shouldn't determine a lot, they're usually tiebreakers if you're on the fence about a guy. How bad or how non-bad does your team look in the final 2 weeks? Hey, Jonesy, can Jerry Jones change his ways like Ebenezer Scrooge to see one last NFC Championship game? Saw this amazing breakdown of the 60 years of the Super Bowl era. First 30 years, Cowboys went to 14 NFC Championship games. Since then, zero. Can Jerry somehow realize, through the ghosts of bad football, past, present, and future, to change his ways?
No, because it's all about Jerry. And Jerry would rather, you know, be the center than take a back seat to somebody and hire another general manager and decision maker. Jerry's got to be Jerry. And yeah, that's what matters more than anything.
Well, he needs a Tiny Tim then. He needs his own Tiny Tim to realize you're doing it all wrong, buddy.
God bless us, everyone. Jonesy, thank you, buddy. We appreciate you.
Thanks. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays, you guys.
You too, buddy. Happy holidays. By the way, you want to know why Thursday games often the quality is bad?
Well, they're playing on no rest.
That's why. The literal point in front of me here, I just got the Commanders injury report, which I don't think they did anything real today, but
they have to put one out.
The speculation on what they would have been able to
do. How long is it? It's like a CVS receipt.
I mean, there's 10 guys here that wouldn't have practiced.
Yeah.
And I mean, a fifth of the team. That's not even to speak to the guys that are limited,
right?
By the way. And they did list Jaden Daniels with the left elbow still limited. All right, let's talk local football. Our buddy Mitch Tischler, who I thoroughly enjoyed watching the game with in the box in row 2 of the press box on Saturday night. Mitchell, has Jaden Daniels been cleared for contact? And I know that they're not bringing him back and they've already shut him down and they're not erasing anything even with the Mariota injury, but why can't they?
Why would they? I think it's probably the better question. Why at this point would you bring him back, especially the O-line is starting to get beat up kind of for the first time all season long? I don't think it should even be a conversation or a question.
Well, I could answer that for a longer time, but we'll keep it moving. But the question I guess I would ask is, has he been cleared for contact yet? Do we know?
I don't know, actually. I don't think DQ has been asked about him since he was shut down. So I think it's kind of, you know, is what it is, and where everyone's just kind of moving forward with it.
Well, there's a difference, though, Zay, between he's shut down healthy or he's still not cleared and he couldn't play anyway. That's all.
I don't understand how it went from a, well, why wouldn't he about coming back to a, why would he in a span of 3.5 weeks? What changed?
Well, I think you have two games in a row that they're playing on a short week. They played Saturday, and then they play Thursday.
But he's not playing on a short week.
What's that?
But he's not playing on a short week.
For coming back this week? Sure. I guess that's right. I think they wanted to put an end to the conversation and put an end to the debate and, quite frankly, just keep them healthy going into the offseason. And especially now when you look at what the other line's going to look like, most likely come Thursday afternoon, I think you'd be foolhardy to put him out there.
I don't disagree with it, but I just think it's funny how it flipped so quickly. And I really think that the Parsons and the Mahomes injuries spooked him. Spooked the ownership and Peters, and rightfully so.
Cosme to IR, I know you're referencing.
And maybe this week's injuries with more guys going down spooked him even further.
Is Tunsil out for sure?
Not for sure.
So basically it's just the guard then, right?
Yeah, but Tunsil didn't practice. It's a short week. I would guess that he's probably not going to. And I think when you talk about the Jaden situation as a whole, if he was able to come back against Minnesota and play kind of the final 5 weeks of the year, it's kind of worthwhile to get him into a groove and get him some work. But to come back for two games here at the end, against two teams that have nothing to play for and probably aren't going to be playing a whole lot, I think isn't the best idea.
So then speaking of quarterback things that are curious, so Sam Hartman's been around all year. I get that he doesn't get to practice, but neither did Jeff Driscoll while he wasn't in the organization. He's been added to the active roster, and he's presumably going to back up Josh Johnson if Mariota can't go. What's the end game with Sam Hartman? Like, everyone makes the joke that he's just Jaden's buddy or whatever, but if not for being the backup now, what is kind of the long-term vision here?
I mean, I think they're telling you kind of exactly what they think of him. We saw him in the preseason, and I just don't think the arm strength is really there to play in the NFL on Sundays. And to be honest, everyone jokes about him being Jaden's friend, but he's kind of a vibes guy, you know. And every team needs a couple guys that are like that, and that's who Sam is.
A vibes guy.
He was coming off the shoulder surgery,
too. Gig.
So it was a rough preseason, but I don't know that playing him now would help him. I think, Mitch, the longer he can go without playing, the better for him, probably. Like, each time you play probably makes it a little harder to hang around.
Take as much money as you can when you can get it.
A young Mitch Titchler was given tickets with his dad to go see this Christmas Day special game against the hated rival Cowboys. But now that it is what it is, would a young Mitch Titchler trade that for, say, a new sled?
No, I would absolutely go to this game. I think as much as it's not the best game for us to go to, I think for fans it can be kind of cool, even though this is a lost season. You think about, you wake up Christmas morning, open presents, whatever it is, get to hang out with your family, then you get to make – those are kind of core memories. When you get to spend a day at a football game with your parents, with your family, especially this game that tickets, I'm sure, are quite cheap for it. And for a lot of fans that don't have the opportunity to go every week, it's a great opportunity to get out there and watch the team that you root for.
Well said.
I think it's beautifully said. And he's got me ready to go buy tickets for the Paulson family. But, Mitch, that said, what do you think the crowd's going to look like on Christmas Day?
It's going to be a sparse crowd, but it'll be better than the Meadowlands was a couple weeks ago. That place was dead empty. But it'll be interesting what it's going to look like. Dallas fans always show up to Northwest Stadium, FedEx Field, whatever it's called. And so there's going to be a fair number of them. Most of them live around here and have never been to Texas or Dallas before, but it is what it is with them. And I think it'll be not the loudest, most overly verbose crowd that we've seen in that stadium.
Mitch Titchler of Monumental Sports, great as always, buddy. Thank you for hopping on the Blitz.
Thanks so much, guys.
You got it. That is the spin around town you needed to get you up to speed on everything going on the gridiron, especially today on this Monday after what was a great football weekend. Next, should we be frustrated with any of the usage of the young Commanders from Dan Quinn and his staff? Jay Gruden stops by in 40 minutes on Grant and Danny.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Grant and Danny, no Danny today. Steve Zabin is in. This is The Fan. Welcome back. We'll take you up to 6:30. Jay Gruden in one half of an hour. I posted this poll on Twitter yesterday. You can find me on social, Twitter and Instagram, at Grant H. Paulson. Zabe, I asked this question. I actually want to see what you think about this. Which is crazier to you? I heard two ridiculous stats yesterday watching football, and I could not wrap my head around either at different points in the day.
I'm pretty sure I know one of them.
One of them is that the New York Jets do not have a single interception through 15 games defensively.
How is that possible in today's day and age? How?
Please explain that to me.
Well, I mean, it doesn't help they traded Sauce Gardner mid-season, but still.
You, quarterbacks, me, Garris, and Toby.
I know. Quarterbacks throw up balls into peril all the time. Just grab one, for God's sake.
If you ran the most basic 4-3 ever, and the four of us were in the secondary running a cover two, by now we'd have one pick.
And the irony is that Aaron Glenn, their coach, was a really good corner.
He was. Someone would bat a ball, and Toby would come down with
him.
A punter in college at one point.
It's a hell of a number. I hope it gets all the way home. That would be great if it did, if it finally gets all the way to 17 games. That would be a number that would be put up in the rafters that would be hard to take down for future teams.
Zero.
Right?
I mean, that's Cal's 26-32.
It's up there.
That's Bonds' 750 plus.
Are you even trying, bro? You know you haven't had a pick all year.
So, but
do you think in team meetings, who's their D coordinator now? Whoever it is.
They just fired their coordinator.
Okay.
Last week.
You're right. Wilkes.
Yes.
They just fired Steve Wilkes. But I guess the new guy must go into the team meetings and just chuck a chair right across the meeting room and start screaming, "If we don't get a single pick today, I'm going to lose my mind. This can't stand."
The new DC is Chris Harris, who was the DB's coach here, who was kind of this hot rising commodity a few years ago. So they blew out Wilkes, and they promoted Harris to be the defensive coordinator. But my Twitter poll was, what's crazier?
So that stat or?
Zero picks through 15 games for the Jets. Or Lamar Jackson having zero runs of 20 or more yards this year.
That is crazy. Because even Jared Goff, I heard, has a run of 20 or more yards.
Marcus Mariota did it like five straight weeks.
Right.
I mean, if you run a little bit as a quarterback, Herbert's done it. May's done it. Like the guys that scramble, I think Matt Stafford has one of those this year. It just kind of accidentally happens. Lamar has zero. He's got over 50 in his career.
It's another case of, are you even trying, bro? I understand he's been hurt, but that should not equate to not a single time running for 20 yards or more. Do you see the jailbreak that Herbert had against the Cowboys yesterday? Wild run. It was exhilarating, but it was almost like, bro, what are you doing? You need to get down. Slide.
He's playing good ball right now.
Yeah, with a busted up left hand.
All they keep doing with nobody paying any attention is winning.
So he can play with a busted up left hand. Rodgers can do the same thing. But Jaden Daniels, no, we can't put him out there because his elbow hurts.
Difference being those guys are playing for the postseason.
Understood. Explain Burrow then.
Can't do it.
Okay. So,
by the way, for the record, just so we're all on the same page, I'm on team Jaden Daniels should be playing.
I'm fine with him either way, but I'm just agitating at the whole notion of, is anyone else asking, where's your logic on this? Because they were hell-bent on, of course he's got to play 4 weeks left in the season. Now that it's two, and oh, well, look at how the O-line is banged up. Guys are going to have to play without your perfect O-line and adapt all the time. If you think that any games are instructional, you're throwing away two instructional games. I don't think they're as instructional as people think they are, because I think the ocean of time, Grant, between now and August of next year wipes out everything. I don't think you're going to learn much in two games. And with other guys getting hurt, I mean, Shadur got his finger stepped on yesterday. It looked disgusting. Just a lot of things that can happen to a guy. You don't need it.
It does mean less in terms of week one next year based on the offseason gap. I get that.
Mean general development?
Yeah, okay. I don't. But here's what I would say to that. My preface has always been the only way to see the things that matter is in games at this point.
Right.
The preseason work that you get, which is still necessary. They took the preseason off this year. They took most of camp off this year. A lot of the stuff that they did with Jaden Daniels.
Do you think that'll change, by the way?
It better. It needs to. But you don't get to see.
No, they don't even game plan in the preseason.
Disguised coverages, masked blitzes, NASCAR package from Brian Flores where you don't know who's coming and who's going unless you're playing.
Right.
And that's where the games matter. He just gets to see more. It's just more to put into the data bank.
Even though they didn't leave the game, well, Love did, the hit on Love and the hit to the back of Trevor Lawrence that he somehow survived on a play that was blown dead and the guy should have known not to hit him, those two scare teams like the Commanders and the owner and the GM.
I'm sure.
Because you're looking at it going, that could be our guy. Is it really worth it?
Here's the problem with the logic to me, though, is it changes nothing that the same situation unfolds in week one next year. And all that between now and then by protecting him, all you've done is you have less information on how he's going to protect himself. You have less data on what he is as a player. And he's got less experience of making the right decision. How quickly to get rid of the ball, when to throw the ball, and how to protect himself. There's also just the logic of, and I'm a huge subscriber to this, that players that miss a lot of time pay for it when they come back. Is it occasionally true that a Joe Burrow tears his ACL, who's a multi-time comeback player of the year, and he comes back and they get to the Super Bowl the next year? Yeah, that happens for sure. There's also extremes the other way, where Deshaun Watson misses a year and he's never the same after that. I don't think that that's normal. I don't think I'm saying that that's...
I think there's other factors involved with Deshaun, too.
Sure, but I'm just saying that when you play the quarterback position, not playing for an extended period of time is never a good prescription. It just doesn't help.
So why'd the Dolphins shut down Tua?
Well, they're moving on from Tua.
So they don't want to break him. Why did the Cardinals basically shut down Kyler Murray? I don't believe that this ankle injury is so bad that he can't possibly come back. I believe it was a strategic shutdown, like we're done with him.
Yeah,
also,
Brissett
is slinging it out there, which is kind of fun for him and fantasy owners. But so there's been those shutdowns. Jaden's a shutdown.
If you're moving on from quarterbacks, you don't care about when they come back. Are they rusty? How long it takes? My big thing with Jaden coming back in week one next year, not only is it the exact same scenario where he's got to protect himself, you're going to be behind linemen occasionally that are backups, all of those things, but starting with the beginning of next season, you've got to hit the ground sprinting. Dan Quinn, Adam Peters, this group, this staff, they're using their get-out-of-jail-free card right now, right here.
Yeah.
So year three, if you start 0-4, Dan Quinn's getting called into Adam Peters' office to explain some things. You need Jaden Daniels playing as well as possible in week one next year.
Well, then better play some in August.
I hope so.
Better practice more in August.
My hope is that they take the games, I'm using quotes, that don't matter in August,
yeah,
more seriously. What they're doing right now doesn't give me any evidence that they have learned their lesson.
Thing is, you're swimming against the tide. Most teams in the league now are treating August more and more like a joke. McVay was the first guy to really do it, to tell all his guys that mattered, we're not playing you in August.
Products,
and I think more teams are filling in on that.
They are. I think the product pays for it.
Yeah.
You see that in September. I've always been a subscriber to, I don't know if it was Logan that brought this to my attention. There's a couple of veteran quarterbacks that always played. Brady never really did with New England, and he has said publicly, I saw things floating around where the first couple weeks when New England would start slow and is Tom Brady running into the wall, he always felt like it was just because they had to get to work because they hadn't done enough of it in the preseason. Whereas someone like Mahomes and the Chiefs, now this year all hell broke loose, they're bad, but every other year, nobody takes the preseason more seriously than Andy Reid does. Patrick Mahomes, this deep into his career, he's still out there. Works for them.
All right, I got a hypothetical, quick hypothetical for you, thinking about these quarterbacks. This coming winter, you'll probably have a chance, if you're a team, to make a run at one of these three guys. Kyler Murray, Tua, or Deshaun Watson. Which of those hot but crazy single moms whose baby daddies are like coked up MMA fighters that you're going to have to deal with if you date them. Which of the three? Rank the three in terms of desirability if you want to jump into that hot mess. Go.
Well, I'm taking Deshaun Watson out of the equation first. We're going to go.
You can't.
Well, no, he's third, I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
I'm doing multiple choice. This is the way they taught me to do it in high school.
All right, so third choice would be Deshaun.
Yeah, it's been 4 years since he was legitimately competent as an NFL quarterback.
Okay.
And he just not a guy I
Your
wanted to
Your second build. Most unthinkable choice.
Tua.
Okay.
Because Tua's best is worse than Kyler Murray's best.
Okay, so you take the Call of Duty kid.
I do. Now,
Shrimpy McRunaround.
You're playing Argo. Okay, this is the best of bad ideas.
Yes, it is.
This is the best we could come up with. This is the best we could come up with. Kyler Murray 1, Tua 2, and Deshaun Watson 3. But I'm not interested in any, as is probably understandable.
I'm just fascinated at who is going to jump into those guys, because they're all going to be gettable.
Oh, there's going to be a half dozen teams that need quarterbacks. There's only two early draftees in the top five combo. Fernando Mendoza of Indiana could go 1-1.
And the Oregon kid.
And then, yeah, Dante Moore from Oregon's going to be the other.
It's going to be wild.
Here's a question. Does Kirk Cousins retire?
Hell no.
You don't think so?
Is he talking about it?
I mean, he hasn't publicly, not that I know of, but
I think Kirk is the best of the give him one more third reboot somewhere.
I agree, but does he want to do that? He is the ultimate, I like to know the coordinator, I like to have a relationship, I want to have some input in the offense guy at this point. The first time he ever went against that and said, I like the situation, my wife's from Atlanta, I like those weapons, I'll work with these guys. He feels like he was lied to. They cut his legs out from under him. And him and the offensive coordinator have butted heads about being under center for 2 years.
The spot that would be great for him, but it won't work now, is Cleveland. Cleveland's
with
defense.
Stefanski.
Yeah. Cleveland's defense and Kirk game managing. You could really do some stuff there, but there's been enough of Shador's possibilities that a lot of fans will revolt if they put Kirk in front of Dion's kid.
Well, that's the big problem I think you're going to have if you're the Browns, is the famous quarterback is such a pain in the tuchus.
Exactly.
Because
Indy, who plays tonight, would be a spot for Kirk next year.
Especially with the Daniel Jones injury. No, I don't think there'd be a lack of interest.
I think I'm just sussing out three or four things.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of a competent quarterback who is a true QB1, which Kirk still is, there's going to be a market for that. I think Kyler, Tua, and Deshaun are riskier propositions.
Totally. Miami would be interesting if McDaniel stays. That might be a place he'd actually want to go play. But remember, Atlanta owns him $10 million next year.
Yeah.
If he goes and plays somewhere else, he loses that money. So if you go sign a one-year $10 million deal, you're essentially playing for free. Now, well, he's made all of his money.
All right, but can't they finagle that somehow?
In what way?
I don't know. It's accounting. You take this, I take that, we do that, we're doing a trade.
Sure, sure. Yeah. The money is, I'm not saying that teams wouldn't because they owe him
$10 million. Somebody's going to have to eat something.
I'm talking from Cousins' perspective. Oh. If you're, he's got kids and your body hurts or whatever, he's made all the money, but yeah. Do you want to play for free if it's going to be $10 million elsewhere? You could get that to sit at home. It's just a matter of how much do you want to play.
Oh, no, he wants to play. I think he wants to play, don't you?
I would imagine so. I don't know why he wouldn't.
All these guys want to play. But they all want to play to the very end. They never want to give it up. I learned that from Brunell when he sucked here.
Should we be annoyed by the Commanders' usage of their young players? We'll get into that next. Zabe's in for Danny. It's G&D on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Zabe's in for Danny. It's Grant and Danny on the Fan. Jay Gruden's joining the show at 5 o'clock, coming up at the top of the hour. Zabe, I've been waiting and waiting for an opportunity for Ben Sinnott. And after Zach Ertz went down in Minnesota with a torn ACL, it became very, very clear that the Ben Sinnott show was about to start. The curtains were going to open.
The show.
Sinnott would be standing there, and he'd start doing the
Magic Mike routine.
The Napoleon Dynamite dance, you know, with his boots and his Vote for Pedro t-shirt on. It hasn't happened. This past game on Saturday, not only was Zach Ertz out, but the other young athletic tight end who takes some ops away from him occasionally, Colson Yankoff, was also out. So they're promoting journeyman tight end veteran Lawrence Cager from the practice squad. So if you're going 13 personnel, if you're going 12 personnel, you don't really have a choice. This has to be Ben Sinnott's time.
And it's Sinnott time, baby.
One catch for 36 yards against the Giants that came at the very end of the game on a nice post, leaves a guy in his wake, his only target of the game. So if you know a portly guy with a beard who put two catches in for 20 yards on FanDuel, he probably lost his bet. Well, that same portly guy with a beard probably doubled down, saying,
"Oh no,
sure as hell, that's not going to happen two straight weeks. There's nothing else to play for."
Yeah.
This feels like 4 for 47
today.
There's
some targets here, man.
One catch for 4 yards. Which of the 4 yards on the one catch was your favorite?
Boom, 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 boom.
One legitimate target where they weren't throwing it out of bounds in his vicinity. I just can't believe it. There are other things you could get mad about in terms of the usage of the kids in a lost season in week 16, like, I don't know, Johnny Newton, your second-round pick, 36th overall last year, playing 43% of the time, or Jordan McGee playing the same 43% of the time. Bill got out-snapped by Jeremy McNichols, 19-11.
Yeah.
And Jeremy McNichols does a different thing where he's the gun protector and the pass pro guy and the pass catcher, but I'd like to see Bill do that. He needs to improve in that area. It's not like he's protecting Jaden Daniels' blind side. He's now protecting Josh Johnson or Marcus Mariota, so give him a chance. They're not doing that.
But, Grant, how did they practice during the week? Do you know how they practice? How are they looking? Did they make the most of their reps? Did they earn that playing time?
Don't care.
You're like, don't care. Run them out there.
This is my not interested in that face, okay? I'm sorry. Like, I really don't care about that. It is so easy to throw the ball to Ben Sinnott on purpose, twice. That's all. I'm not even asking for 10 for 117. I don't think he's capable
of that.
You just
want targets, a few
targets.
He's
not Trey McBride. Let's just find out, can the dude play or not?
Yeah.
His skill is the after-the-catch ability to be Chris Cooley and use body lean and balance mm-hmm. and make people miss and run through tackles.
Do you think many teams are this way, that they don't push their young, developing guys to the front of the line as the season is over?
Most of them.
Okay, and why is that?
I think it's a sport where people like me on the outside yell a thing that makes a lot of sense that doesn't mean anything to them in the building and in the locker room.
Right.
They see Bobby Wagner, who's playing his ass off, by the way.
And they can't think of, you know, taking away reps from him because he's playing so well, and they respect him, and they appreciate
and they respect
what he's done.
Him, and there's a yeah. reverence. Yeah, 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 yeah. And he's putting his body on the line. And,
yeah.
You know, let's be honest about this sport. His ability to walk, you know, his liveliness on the line going out there.
Right.
He's gotten through practices, and he's given the speech on Wednesday in the meeting room, and they're going, he's earned it. He's better than the guys will play over him. It's not fair to those guys to say, if you do all these things, you get to play. And now to tell them, sorry, but here's what we're doing. But to that I would say, respectfully to Bobby Wagner, there's a really good chance he's not here next year. And a lot of positions we could talk about. Jeremy McNichols, a guy like him, might be here. He might even be back at 30 years old. But him being annoyed, he gets it. It's a business. And now there's 2 games left. When there was 5 or 6 left and Danny and people are yelling about this, I was saying, hey, man, A, they're not even eliminated from the playoffs yet. B, there's a lot of runway left. They're not going to do it this early just because they're bad. But now,
it's time.
It's week 16, and you're 4-10, man.
I think they worry about the whole locker room disintegrating to a certain extent and guys really going off on their own about, okay, well, if this is how we're going to do it, if we're going to play this guy instead of me, then screw this, screw that, and then it's anarchy, even if it's only for 2 short weeks. I think they want to maintain some degree of functionality.
Should you care about that if the guys who are going to lead the anarchy aren't here in your plans anyway? I'm not saying you shouldn't. I'm asking the question rhetorically.
How solid do you think their plans are? Did they know which guys they're not going to come back with next year?
I think you got a pretty good idea.
Or do they think they know.
Like with Bobby Wagner, he could absolutely come back next year and play for them. But I think they know right now this moment.
Does it make sense?
He's not going to be a 100% of snaps Mike linebacker who's their every down guy and starter next year. They got to know that. They need more speed. He has limitations in the passing game. He's excellent in the box, making tackles against the run when you're coming downhill. But there's no way, if your goal is to get faster and be a lot better on defense next year, that they go back to the well on this plan. And so if that's true, like there's some thought. I was reading something that, you know, they think there's a chance Jordan McGee could actually be their green dot next year. Well, Whoa. Why in the hell wouldn't you want to see?
Well, if you give me the green dot with the radio, you got to get some experience on that.
Right?
Yeah, it's like working the drive-thru at a busy McDonald's. They'll just give that to anybody.
Can I please take your order, please?
What's your McDonald's order?
I've never been there. What are you talking about?
Never once, huh?
Yeah. No, it's quarter cheese plain. Maybe the double cheeseburger with fries, that kind of thing. I don't know what number it is. People say that me not using the app is one of the all-time fumbles, that the app is what all the kids are on now because the app has specials, and they're always checking the app each day to go, ooh, look at what is on a great special on the
app. It's incredible. So I don't use the app either. It drives my wife insane.
You don't use the app either?
No.
Okay.
It's just too much of a nuisance. So like if we pull up to get the kids a Happy Meal or whatever, they're like, are you using the app? And I'll say no. And my wife will yell over top of me from the passenger.
He should be.
No, she'll say, yes, we're using the app because she's got the app. And
Do you get frequent flyer points with the McDonald's app?
Yes,
absolutely.
You do.
A dad's in on this.
I mean, it's absolutely egregious that you guys are not using the app.
Okay, I'm going to download it right now, Darris.
Tell me I'm wrong, Darris, but isn't it like a large fry almost every day, or like a cola with a burger or something?
Yeah, like there's deals on there where you can get like $4 off of a 10-piece nugget every day, once a day. It's unbelievable that you guys are missing out on all these opportunities.
You know what it is, Darris? I'm still a little bit peeved at the McDonald's Corporation of Oak Brook, Illinois, for having removed the third-pound Angus burger. They claimed that it was not a moneymaker for them, and I say you are full of respectively, McDonald's. I went and got it every time. It was a great burger. Was it an $8.49 burger 6 years ago? Yes. Would it probably be $12 now due to inflation? Maybe. I'd still buy it, though. Best damn fast food burger ever. And they're like, yeah, no, it wasn't a popular item. Wasn't a moneymaker for us. Get out of here.
Good enough moneymaker. You know why I haven't gotten the app? I'm worried. I take my health very seriously, Zabe.
Of course
you do. My body is a temple.
Of course it is. I'm worried.
If I got the app, I might not eat as healthy as I do traditionally, and then I would gain a little, like, you know, I'm a guy who likes to stay in good shape.
Of course, yes.
So if I get the app, what would happen? I would get out of shape. I don't want to do that.
Well, I wanted to let you guys know as well that after every Wizards win, you can get a Big Mac for $2.50.
Oh, good. So we have three Big Mac deals so far this year. McDonald's is probably answers that call. Some guy named Frank at McDonald's from the Wizards rep. And they're like, hey, what can we do for you? They're like, we want to do a deal with you guys. Okay, what is it? Every time our team wins, we want to do a $2.50 Big Mac. They're like, no, we can't do that. What team is this? They're like, the Wizards. Oh, yeah, no problem. Yeah, we'll do that. I tell you what, let's do a large value meal for everyone in the car every time you guys win. And we'll give you $1,000.
The McDonald's app, 7 million reviews, 5 stars, number 2 in food and drink category, orders, deals, and rewards. What more could you want?
What's number one?
I don't know. I got to check that category out.
All right, let's talk to Jay Gruden next. Zabin for Danny. It's G&D on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.